The Maximum Mix from the 60s through the 80s. Non-stop music.
Rolling Stones.
Stevie Wonder.
Beatles.
Classic hits. Sky Pilot Radio Las Vegas. The soundtrack of your life.
Sit down. I've got a little present for you.
Looking for a verbal hand job?
Yes, 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 yes.
Release your frustrations and listen to Blunt Talk on Renegade Talk Radio.
Welcome, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk Radio in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat
poop, poop.
And we have a special guest in the studio today. Hi, Cecil. How are you, brother?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Cecil.
Cecil. I'm sorry, Cecil.
It's okay.
You just did the white boy version of Cecil.
Is it the white boy version?
Just don't call me Beanie and then run down behind me.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. I definitely want to run behind him.
Anyway, so Cecil's in studio. We're going to do a tribute to Marvin Gaye. That's where we're playing Inner City Blues. Listen to the music, Renegade Nation, going way back into the 70s. Really good stuff. We're going to be talking about Marvin Gaye in a few minutes with Cecil. And Cecil was involved with Marvin Gaye back in the day, so we're going to be getting into that. It's going to be interesting to hear some of the background of Marvin Gaye. So here we go. Hold on, man.
Waiting through my life, this ain't living, this ain't living. No, no, baby, this ain't living. No, 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 no. Inflation, no chance to increase finance. Bills pile up.
Oh, Cecil, when did this come out? When did Inner City Blues come out?
Inner City had to be out during the year of 78.
78? It came out?
Yeah, right around 78.
I played some of this on the radio. I played a lot of Marvin Gaye when I was on.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, prove it.
My favorite artist.
Prove it.
Prove it? I can't. I don't have the tapes. It sounds good, though, doesn't it? Anyway, so we have Cecil in the studio, a little bit of Marvin Gaye. We're going to be talking about Marvin Gaye, Marvin Gaye's life. And there's a tribute to Marvin Gaye that's coming up on April 2nd.
Yep.
And
at 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m. And where is it going to be? Because I don't have the...
It's going to be at the BBB at 601 Fremont Street.
So, Renegade Nation, if you'd like to come down and check this out, you're more than welcome to do so. So, Cecil, tell me more about Marvin Gaye, what you've been up to with Marvin Gaye's legacy.
Well, at the passing of Marvin Gaye, I also received the opportunity to be coined as his last protege by being a part of the family. I'm a circuit child in Marvin's family, and there's some projects that we were working on prior before the tragedy took place, of course. And, you know, I just miss him dearly, and surely I'm not the only one. I think the whole world does.
Mm-hmm.
And especially during the times that we're living today, because everything that Marvin spoke about or recorded about, even though he was a sexual kind of guy and had that sexual appeal to and a sex symbol to all the women out there, of course. But Marvin was a very conscious man of the times that we were living, very spiritual minded. And it was those things that caused him to literally lose his life. It was a battle. It was always a battle and a fight with him, with those demons that were around.
So, yeah, a lot of people want to know what that was about or something, why he lost his life so early in his career. Can you get into that a little bit? Marvin
became ill mentally.
Uh-huh.
And the things that are going on in the world today about mental illness.
Mm-hmm. He was already talking about that back in the 70s.
Well, of course. And it happened to him. And it happened to him by way of the fact that he just could not get away from the drugs.
Right. He was self-medicating.
Drugs overtook him, and it changed his whole demeanor and his whole life direction. We were going back to what's going on because we discussed that after sexual healing.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of sexual healing was to get us back to what's going on. And it's just unfortunate that during that time period, it was such a bum rush of people and the success of the song and things just spiraled out of control.
So you were there when the sexual healing was produced?
Oh, of course.
You were right there? Wow.
Yeah, of course.
Renegade Nation, listen to this shit, man.
Right there with the family.
Right there with the family? Were you in the recording studio at the time that the song
was
recorded?
No, I wasn't. Recorded? Everything was recorded in London, England.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
so he didn't have anything to do with Motown or?
At that time, no. He was signed to CBS Records. Uh-huh. Larkin Arnold, who was the vice PD of A&R at Columbia Records, was the gentleman who signed him. He traveled all the way to Europe to sign him.
So how was Marvin Gaye discovered? Where how'd that all come about?
Harvey Fuqua. But Bo Diddley was the one who...
Oh, Bo Diddley, really? Yeah, Bo Diddley discovered Marvin Gaye?
Really.
Wow.
It was Bo Diddley and then Harvey Fuqua. And Marvin and Harvey ended up in Detroit because Harvey was dating Barry's sister, Gwen. Mm-hmm. And at that particular time, of course, Barry had a sister by the name of Anna, who was this pretty little dove.
I like and, that, a pretty little dove. I want to remember that.
That's old school right there.
That's a pretty little doves. Okay.
Yeah, and Marvin had sight for her. And actually, she became Mrs. Gay later, but most people know her by Miss Anna Gordy Gay. And she told me the story before she passed on her birthday about 4 years ago today. But anyway, she told me how they got together. And Marvin told me some things, but he didn't tell me everything about the relationship. But you know how women are. Women will give you details. And so Mrs.
Don't
Gay...
Don't we all know that?
Yeah. So Mrs. Too Gay much. And I had some wonderful conversations about their relationship and how beautiful it was. And she told me how he used to be there every day at the studio, and she'd go by and he'd make a point of making sure that she was able to see him.
What do you think was the biggest hit for Marvin Gaye? Was it Sexual Healing or Mercy, Mercy Me, Inner City Blues? What's going on?
All of them are big hits.
They were big hits, but what was his favorite song? What was his favorite?
Marvin's favorite album entirely was What's Going On.
What's Going On. That's what I
thought. What's Going On. Because you got to understand something. He poured his soul out with a social album that people could relate to. All people could relate to. Sexual Healing was just unbelievable. I mean, let's just get it straight. It was.
A lot of people were having sex on that song, man.
I know I was.
Yeah. A lot of babies were made.
I needed a lot of healing after that song came out.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break, Renegade Nation. When we come back, Cecil has a CD, and we're going to be playing that. So when we come back, we'll be doing that. Renegade Nation, this is a really, really cool interview. Marvin Gaye, and we have a gentleman here that was hanging out with him in the studio, knew the family, really cool stuff. We'll be right back.
Looking for a verbal hand job?
Yes.
Release your frustrations and listen to Blunt Talk on Renegade Talk Radio.
And you didn't even introduce me on the first.
Welcome back, Renegade Nation.
There's my ego.
You got me all confused now. I didn't introduce you. So did I?
No.
A little bit of pride and joy with Marvin Gaye right here, Renegade, with Sammy the Sausage Man, because I forgot to say it. Okay, Marvin.
Moron.
Yes. Yeah, we're on.
Oh, we're on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we're on.
And everybody's looking at me and pointing at me and going, yes, and going,
because
no.
What,
because I'm confusing?
No, you don't know sign language.
I don't know sign language anyway. A little bit of pride and joy from Marvin Gaye back in the
day. Actually, I'm pretty good at sign language.
You are, yeah, you know, yeah, you're just terrific.
I used to do various discourses.
We're not talking about the middle finger.
For the deaf people.
So Sammy got upset with me, Renegade Nation, because I told Cecil to shut up.
He did. He goes, when I do this, you shut up.
Well, I'm used to saying shut up to people. So
but this guy is royalty, and you're telling royalty to shut up.
He's royalty in the music business. But anyway, we're going to play
There's always the complex of the conversation.
There's always the context of the... Thank you, Cecil.
Shut up.
Anyway, so Cecil has come out with a CD, and the name of the song is, Cecil...
Fulfill My Needs.
Fulfill My Needs.
Mm.
And the reason why is because had Marvin's needs been fulfilled, he would probably be here today himself, just like everyone all around the world. Even though we are not directing the lyrics toward various issues or mental issues,
right?
It is about love, and we're going to allow people subliminally to decide upon themselves as to what it is that they can get from the hook.
So are you trying to help people make babies too?
Ha 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 ha.
Do you know how to make a baby?
No.
You have no idea.
Can you teach me?
Is it teachable? I didn't know. But there are books.
I thought it was just point and shoot, but I don't know.
I was gonna send you a video so you could learn.
Oh, don't do that.
You haven't
please.
Had it in so I, long. I, anyway, yeah. so the name of the song is Fulfill My Needs. We're going to play it at Next Renegade Nation. Mm-hmm. And you can purchase the CD, or is it coming out shortly, or where can people?
Yeah,
website.
Well, the act is Cecil and Lujan.
Who's Lujan?
Lujan is my partner.
Okay, where's he at?
He's in Los Angeles,
okay.
California.
Okay.
What name is Lujan? Is that his real name, Lujan?
No, it's the name that was given him.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I'm going to use that name.
Let me explain why. It's spelled L-U-J-O-N.
Okay.
And of course, Cecil is spelled S-E-S-I-L. So the act is Cecil
and
Lujan. And you can Google that. You can look, whatever. You see an awful lot of information.
Cecil and Lujan.
Oh, yes.
See what I mean? Isn't that sexy? See?
You can be a voiceover artist.
Sexy Lujan.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I need to hire you.
You should hire him. He's one of the best voiceover artists in the country.
Cecil and Lujan.
The only problem is he can't read.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's all cue cards.
Well, maybe I could do it in sign language.
You get it. We'll do the first radio sign language. Fuck you, yeah.
I read that one. I peeled the banana.
Cecil just told us to go fuck.
No, I know. He just said go
fuck. I don't use such words. Why are you guys doing that to me?
What's the matter? You just had one finger up as the middle one. So
I'm holding his card here.
Hey, that's not what you were holding.
Oh,
I'll show you what you're holding.
I wasn't watching.
I know you weren't. You got your glasses on.
I know. I got my glasses on. Anyway, so we're going to play the song right now, Fulfill My Needs. My Needs will be
by Cecil and Lujan.
What's with that tongue? I love it. We have somebody else in the studio. What's that tongue? Do that again. Made me feel good. Yeah, there you go, baby. Okay, so we're going to play the song, Fulfill My Needs.
I'm going to throw up.
And then, what do you mean throw up? What are you going to throw up for? I didn't do anything wrong.
No,
you're looking at this beautiful woman.
I'm not in drag today. It's not Wednesday.
Is that why? Okay, whatever.
Baby, you call, I come, I run to your love. It's better than the finest wine. That kind of love, that's all mine, baby. And your own sweet little way, as selfish as it seems, you think only of yourself to please my enemy.
I want you to fulfill my needs,
baby, baby.
Oh, I want you to fulfill my needs.
I will keep you right there.
To your love,
are you?
That's a great song.
It's an awesome song.
Thank you. It's phenomenal. Thank you so much. Did you hear it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I heard it too. Did you hear it?
Yeah. On iTunes.
So where can I purchase it? Can I hear iTunes?
You'll be able to go to.
So it's really not
CD Baby, CD iTunes, oh, CD and all the others.
Do you know those people?
No, I don't. But I heard they had beautiful babies.
Who, iTunes?
No, CD Baby. You don't know who. CD Baby's back in the day. I used to deal with the CEO CD Baby.
Is this, are you punking me right now?
I'm not fucking with you. Hey,
what the hell's a CD Baby?
CD Baby is a company that sells CDs, and it was one of the first ones out on the internet back in the day in the late 90s was CD Baby. And I know
internet.
I used to know the CEO of CD Babies. I don't know if they're still around or not. Or I know they are. I don't know about him.
But
though.
You will be able to purchase it.
Yeah, it's CD Baby. So Renegade Nation, CD Baby, when the song comes out, we'll let you know when that's going to happen. So getting back into more. So you're actually going over the Marvin Gaye music and
his life.
Performing in that through his life.
I have been coined as the last protege of Marvin Gaye. Of course, that was me singing at Marvin's funeral. As a young
so
man.
You sang at Marvin Gaye's funeral. Yes. Wow. What was that like?
That was a heavy load on my whole soul because I cried inside and outside. Mm-hmm. And couldn't stop. And I didn't do a fantastic job, not as good a job as I would have loved to have done.
That's because you were upset.
Oh, it was tormenting me. I just could not even think. You know, but it came across and his mother, of course, and that's what we call her. She told me afterwards, you know what? You did wonderful.
That's good.
And that brought more tears to me.
Wow.
But Uncle Frankie told me that I had to sing at the funeral because Marvin would have wanted it. Marvin's brother, Frankie Gaye. And that was why I made the attempt to do so. They both were working with me individually and in an independent way and trying to groom me for a record label that Marvin wanted to do independently eventually.
So Marvin was going to break away from the Bankster record companies and start his own?
Well, Uncle Frankie would have run the company.
So Uncle Frankie knew what was going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
No doubt about it. But it didn't happen that way, unfortunately.
Well, didn't Marvin Gaye have a lot of things that he used to donate to, his time and stuff? Because a lot of people don't know about what he used to do off the stage. He was an amazing guy off the stage that nobody knows about.
That's what I loved about him, is that he never broadcast things that he would do to help people.
So he was involved in charitable organizations.
Helping people start their own businesses. Mm-hmm. It was Marvin Gaye that helped start Soul Train with Don Kaneas.
I've
heard that before.
Yeah. Most people don't know it.
Yeah, I heard. Okay. I never knew that. I never knew he was involved with.
I knew something you didn't know, Mr. Prophet.
Oh my God, you're so smart.
It was Marvin Gaye who helped Dick Griffey and Don Kaneas to get together and help out with Solar Records that brought you to Whispers and Lakeside and all the other acts that came from that company. It was Marvin Gaye to help Famous Amos Cookies.
Yeah, Famous Amos Cookies.
He used to come down to the studio and bring Marvin those cookies every day.
Yeah, man.
And Marvin loved them so much that he would, of course, donate money and help out with that. But he helped out with the underprivileged in many, many areas. He loved children immensely. And that's my desire, to help our children. And that's why I'm in this position.
And, you know, now, from an artist like him, growing up in the time where, you know, obviously we had a lot of bad, you know, racism and all like that, how did he address that when it was confronted with him?
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. And see, and brother, 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 yeah, there's far too many of you dying. So he felt in his own soul, as I feel today by looking at all the racism that's taking place in the world. And they can't judge us by the color of our skin,
right,
nor the long hair that we wear. Because now, if you remember, hippies were wearing hair longer than the brothers were wearing afros.
Well, I would have wore long hair, but my body ate my hair.
Well, the hippies of yesterday are now the corporate banksters of today.
Exactly.
That's what they are.
Of course. But that long hair thing was something that brought along love. And then everybody was smoking the gunji back then. So there was a
gunji,
lot of
I've heard gunji. That long time.
There was a lot of love back there during that time. And that's what brought the What's Going On album, with Uncle Frankie being in the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. And he wanted everybody to love one another. It was all about love.
I just think Marvin Gaye, I don't think he's gotten the accolades that he should have gotten, not just with on stage, but basically off the stage.
I think a lot of it has to do with he was way before his time.
Of course he was. So people are recognizing more and more every day. But let's think about it for a second. Maybe not. But how many people, or how many artists that you know that are deceased today that you hear their music on commercials?
Jackie Wilson.
You hear the music all the time.
Jackie Wilson.
I remember I was hanging out.
You do hear Jackie today.
But you don't hear as much as Jackie Wilson used to do as Marvin Gaye.
Correct.
You don't hear that.
How many artists today that you know that are deceased and you hear their music in movies today?
And they're not getting paid.
Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye. I actually heard a Marvin Gaye tune online in an elevator one time.
In an elevator?
Yeah, it was.
Did it stop in between floors?
No, thank God, because then I would have freaked the hell out. Like, it's number 13.
Remember the song Soul Man?
Of course, by Sam and Dave.
Sam and Dave. Now I knew Sam personally. Sam
bullshit.
What? Shut up. Sam and I were really good friends, and Sam invited me to Santa Monica for a concert, and Ohio Players were there, and all the soul groups from back in the 70s and 80s. So we were sitting at Santa Monica Pier, and he comes on stage, and he's doing his act, and all of a sudden, who shows up? He stops the act, and he points at me, and he said, "I got a surprise for you." And Renegade Nation, guess who it was? It was Billy Preston.
Oh, Billy.
Billy Preston came out on those keyboards, and that whole place went absolutely nuts.
And he pointed you out.
Yeah, because he had a surprise for me, because he invited me, because I gave him a radio station on Boombox, on the original Boombox radio.
So he pointed you out. He pointed you, white boy, in the middle of that black crowd.
No, I was the white boy right in the front seats.
Oh, you were in the front seat.
Because I'm special. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I talked to Billy. I was talking to all these artists, and I'm going, what's going on with these record companies? And they were telling me about the ripoff, and they were suing everybody, and all this nonsense was going on.
And all of that led to what we're looking at
today. Billy Paul. I met Billy Paul, same thing. Yeah. I met Billy Paul, and I couldn't believe what happened to
him.
Well,
my complaint is this, and I'm very adamant about it, and I'm going to talk about it on our tour. We do want to do a Fulfill My Needs tour to help our children with the opioids and the children who are using guns.
Well, look at the gun violence today in the schools.
Yeah, of course. Something that I've been talking about for many years. I went to the General Assembly, not to get away from the conversation, because I'm from Norfolk and Virginia Beach area of Virginia. Mm-hmm. And so I went to the General Assembly because I had a very strong complaint about what was going on with our children. And that was right after I had gone to the General Assembly to remove the racial overtones from the state song, Carry Me Back to Old Virginia. And I got a lot of slack behind that from people of the opposite sides and so forth. But we did try to remove the lyrics from Old Dockey and Old Master and all of that. And so I went back a few years later with a
crew of kids, young people. And of those young people, you had Little Mitzi Elliott and quite a few others that are very famous today. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to take Timbaland because I just didn't have another sponsor to be able to represent him at the time. And I could have thrown him in there on top of everybody, but I had so many others that wanted to come. So Timbaland, if you're out there listening, don't be mad at me today. That was yesterday, okay? All right.
Yeah, peace out, bro. We got you, man.
Yeah, we got you. Look at all the success you still had, even though Mitzi is having so much.
Okay, we're going to take a break, Renegade Nation. When we come back, we'll be talking more about Marvin Gaye's life with Cecil, and we're at Renegade Talk Radio, where we don't sugarcoat.
Poop!
With Sammy the Sausage Man.
Thank you, moron.
Looking for a verbal hand job?
Yes, 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 yes.
Release your frustrations and listen to Blunt Talk on Renegade Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat.
Shit.
My name is Richie, along with Sammy the Sausage Man.
Hey.
We have Cecil in studio. He used to hang out with Marvin Gaye. We're going to be talking more about this. It's really interesting talk radio, and I love it. Don't you love it?
I like it very much.
Does everybody else love it in the studio? Do you love it, too? Oh, yeah, everybody's like, okay.
Everybody's got a thumbs up.
You
got
to give it up, baby, sometimes. Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up, one of my all-time favorites. Thank you, Cecil, for pointing that one out for me.
What, that is, he was your favorite?
Got to Give It Up.
Oh, so he had to tell you that it was your favorite.
That was my favorite. He told me that was my favorite.
I'll actually be doing this one at the show.
So you got some subliminal crap thing going on.
Yeah.
Don't do any of that Jedi mind trick with me, man. Just look away.
Anyway, we're going to send this. We're going to do a shout-out to Kathy in Indianapolis. Huh? Gary, Indiana.
Oh, she's in Gary?
Hey, Kathy, how you doing, baby?
Get a bunch of guns, honey. Get a bunch of guns.
Anyway, Kathy, this goes out to you, Kathy, from La La La. I would say La 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 La. Okay, so we have Cecil in studio. Hi, Cecil. Welcome back.
All right. I'm here.
I know you're here, man. You're doing really
good,
man.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we see you.
Can you really see me?
I don't know. That wall's white.
I think he's telepathically.
He's chameleonized.
He's coming through telepathically.
Yeah. Oh, is he really coming? Yeah, his lips aren't moving. Did you see
his
that?
His lips aren't moving. Yeah,
whoa, how
are
you doing that?
I'm a ventriloquist.
Oh, that was really getting into this.
Oh, yeah, because I had my hand up his butt and he was talking.
You have your hand up everybody's butt.
I
That's
do.
Why they all talk.
I do. It's unfortunate.
Okay, so there's going to be a Marvin Gaye tribute in Las Vegas, and Sammy's going to explain to everybody where you can get the tickets. We're going to post it on the website, post it on everything, and so it's all yours, Sammy. Don't stutter.
Before you do that, Sammy,
yes, sir.
Can I just name a few of the people that are going to be there?
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, my sister Ziola Gaye have really put something spectacular here with most of the great talent that's in Las Vegas, like Greg Austin and Second Wind, that's at the South Point Casino normally. You have Bo Williams from The Temptations and Bugsy Wilcox, who was the original drummer on Got to Give It Up that you just heard.
Wow. He's going to be there?
Yes.
This is going to be fun.
He'll be playing drums for me because I'll be performing Got to Give It Up. And then you have Phil Flowers. You have Vince Priester, who's my homeboy that'll be playing saxophone. And my nephew, Brian G. So...
Train
of Las Vegas, and then Queen Aries. Oh, we're just a host. If I forgot your name out there, don't worry about it. They'll see you when they get there.
Oh, you just had to say it that fast?
Yeah, it's on you.
Like
now.
You were selling it or something?
It's on you now.
Did you see that? Like,
it's on you.
Going once, going twice. Going
really did.
It's on you now.
It's on me now?
Yeah, I've been sitting here watching y'all, so I learned that from
you. Oh, you're learning it from
me. You learned that?
Oh, you're learning, he sucks. Learning it from me. Shut up.
Why do you gotta hurt me?
Did I break your feelings? Did I hurt your ego?
I thought you were going to say that I break wind. What was that?
No, that would be earth, wind, and fire.
I love earth, wind,
and fire. We'd all have to leave the room.
anyway.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
Basically, this is, you know, it's amazing. I'm definitely going. Richie's going. But basically, it's at the BBB on 601 Fremont Street, and it's going to be at 8 o'clock p.m., and that's called the Backstage Billiard and Bar. So bring all the money you can to get all liquored up, whatever you need to do, have some fun, dance your butts off. And I'm telling you guys right now, if you, when you see this guy, what we just talked to, you just heard him do a little solo on his own. It was amazing. So check it out. And again, it's on 601 Fremont Street. And that's going to be at Las Vegas, Nevada, 89101. And I'm going to tell you one more thing. It's $20 a ticket. So come on out, guys. Have fun. Maybe get a chance to meet some of the artists and meet me and Richie. Oh, yeah. Spank it.
Renegade Nation, have a great day. Thank you, Cecil, for being involved.
And Le Juge.
I thoroughly enjoyed it very much. And I have my publicist here with me, Wendy. And Lou John's not here, so...
Oh, her name's Wendy?
Yeah, that's Wendy.
Damn, did you notice that she's really gorgeous?
She is. I've been looking at her all day.
I know. This guy's been bringing all kinds of people.
Oh, we have a little argument.
Oh, we got here. He's
what
not.
What did I just say?
You called her Wendy.
Did I?
Yeah.
You called her Wendy.
That was because you said his fart was like Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's what that was about.
See, Mindy, there we go. Blame the white man. I'm so sorry, Mindy.
Mindy, I am so sorry. I'm sitting here listening to these two guys.
Oh, my gosh. Are you sleeping?
That's why I always say, if you're going to do something, make sure the other woman has the same name.
Yeah, you want to get both the women. If you're dating a Wendy and you want to have sex with a girl, you make sure her name's Wendy, too. You don't want to screw that
up. Exactly what I...
Oh, my God.
I have professed that right.
You're on the couch.
You're with Wendy, the sex robot doll.
That's what it was. There it was. Yes, we're good to go. Okay, right, we just saved him.
Renegade Nation, we're out of here. Have a great day.
Peace out, bitches.
Peace out.
Thank you.